from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Jeremy White.
People aren't inspecting chicken cacciatore being like, you know what, hold on.
You don't look at the meat you're
you
about
do,
to be like, you know, this
but
is
you
a little funky.
But you're not trying to discern. It's like, is that cantaloupe? Right? That looks like it might be cantaloupe.
And Joe DiBiase.
Wills and won'ts. Will eat a Cobb salad in a movie theater.
Yep.
Won't pick up a quarter.
Nope.
On Western New York sports giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Good Monday morning to everybody. Morning, Sal.
It's good to be here, man.
Sal Capaccio in this week. Very exciting. Very exciting.
I'm, like, super excited. Like, this is the best. We come in here, like, big things happen when people are away, right? Things happen.
Yeah.
Jeremy's away. He's going to, you know, he's tending to his family of five now.
Yeah.
But this is the first time we've been together in a little while, but especially it's going to be for 4 days this week, and we had a lot happen this week. And then I get up this morning, and Joe, normally when I'm in with you or Jeremy in the morning, a lot of times it's, I'm going to be in Studio Capaccio.
Yeah.
Well, today I drove in. I didn't realize how light it was at 5 in the morning when I got in my car.
Uh-huh. That happened. That realization happened to me. Actually, when I went away to Ireland, I came back, and that was a 10-day difference.
Mm-hmm.
So when I would have left, it was like still pretty dark, but maybe you just were seeing the sun. Peek through a little bit, and then I came back 2 weeks later. It's like, oh no, the sun is just up. The sun's just basically up. Like it's you know, right now it's bright outside. We could golf right now.
Yeah.
It's light enough out. We could do lawn work outside. Like we could do the show outside. We wouldn't be in the dark.
This is why when they had the 100 holes of golf and the 117 holes of golf for Josh Allen, like
they put
they were started it. They started at like 5 in the morning because you could start at 5 in the morning.
And they do it during like July. You really couldn't.
No, it's in June. It's right when the longest days of
the
year.
The solstice or the equinox.
My wife always gets sad. Like she always says, like on the first day of summer, I said, it's the first day of summer. It's great. She's like, yeah, but it always makes me sad because the days will start getting shorter after today.
Mm.
I'm like, yeah, but that's. Like you got to think it the other way.
Yeah, you got to get
the glass
half full there. Like I've got half of my I got half of my best days left. Right? Like the build up to the 21st are like the top half of the great days of the year when it comes to light. So,
yeah.
I got the second half of that still.
And then I get here and I have a question for you before we start because I know we got a lot to get to.
Yeah, let's do it.
So last time I did the morning show for any prolonged time was probably 2 months ago with Jeremy.
Okay.
I don't know. Josh, remember when I was in here with Jeremy?
Was it when I went to Ireland?
Yeah, when were you going?
It was the Ireland trip.
It was like a month and a half ago.
Okay, a month and a half ago. Okay, so you go to Ireland. I come in and on my way, I drink flavored creamers. for coffee. I don't drink regular creamers.
Okay,
just flavor. It's got hazelnut or French vanilla, basically. That's what I like.
All right. Yep.
Now, if I don't have flavor creamer, I'll just put some sweetener in. Or a black coffee guy. I just don't like regular creamer. Anyway, I bought a little bottle of hazelnut. It's, you know, about just a little bottle. I don't know, a quart or whatever.
Yeah.
And I brought it in a month and a half ago. And I just now got some coffee and realized a little bit of that is still left in there.
It's
a month and a half old.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I didn't know if I should use it.
Hazelnut creamer. It's been, you opened it a month and a half ago?
I bought it. Yes, I bought it.
You bought it, so it was brand new.
Brand new when you were in Ireland.
Okay.
And I brought the first day, I said, I'm going to be in with Jeremy all week. And if I'm coming in the studio, I want to make sure I have my hazelnut creamer. So I had it. I put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
And every time I'd put some coffee and I'd put some hazelnut creamer in. That was a great, it lasted me perfectly for that week.
Okay.
And then, because I go through a lot. And then and then today.
And you left it in there at the end of the week and you haven't gone back to it. Cause
no.
Even
never thought about it.
Yeah. Have you been, how many times have you been in since then versus
I might have
Studio
been in,
Capaccio?
But I don't think I've been here for the morning show.
Right.
I've been here at the station.
Right.
Maybe for my show.
But not for coffee time.
Right. And I do generally do drink coffee. I never thought about it though. I never even thought about.
Yeah.
Until this morning. I said, I need some more coffee. Wait a minute. I wonder if that hazelnut is still in there.
Uh-huh.
Sure enough, I opened the fridge.
Uh-huh.
There it is.
Now,
there's a little bit left, and I'm thinking, I had to smell it.
Okay,
I had to smell it first.
Yeah. That'd be my second move. I think my first move would be to see if I can find an expiration date.
I tried. Outside. I couldn't find one.
There's
probably
nothing on
there somewhere. I did look.
If there's no expiration date, wouldn't that imply that... Doesn't there have to be expiration dates?
There has to be. There's got to be one
for
on there somewhere.
For things that can expire, though.
That's what I'm wondering.
Can everything expire? Maybe not everything.
But it's a creamer. It has to expire at some point, right? I don't know. I don't know how these things work.
Creamer is weird because it makes... Isn't there dairy in it? And if there's dairy in it...
That's a good question.
I don't know.
The reason I don't drink regular creamer is I can't do dairy really well, but I do like flavored creamers.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I would...
Even though, like, yeah, I like
maybe
the taste.
That would be my third move. Maybe my first move would be find the expiration date. There is none. Okay, let me smell it. That'd be the second move. The third move might be, is there dairy in this? Right? Although, I guess if it smells fine, I might just go for it. But if there's no dairy in it, you know, there's dairy-free creamers out there. I think the one that we use might be dairy-free.
I'll have to grab during the break, I'll have to bring the container, the bottle in for you to show you.
I wonder if that even matters,
but
maybe it doesn't.
But there is still a little bit left, and I put it back in, but I did use it. It's in my coffee.
It's in your coffee.
So far, so good.
And it tastes fine.
I just want you to know that at some point during this segment, if you hear dead air from my side of the mic,
sprint to the bathroom.
Because I probably ran to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And we have to literally walk out of... Everything here to go to the bathroom in our building.
Are you thinking about this every time you're taking a sip?
No, I'm good now.
All right.
I did the first few.
The first couple few you're in and now you're fine?
And I'm like, I think I'm good.
I don't know. I guess I don't know the rule on creamer.
I've never
thought about it. I don't drink creamer. I just go straight black
coffee.
Flavored
creamer, too. It's a little different because it's not like your standard, you know.
I might not think the flavor matters to whether it lasts or not.
Right.
That would be my guess.
Well, I just don't know if it's processed different, if it's like it's got something in it.
Okay. I think you're the fact that you're already drinking it, I mean, I guess, you know, you can't quit now.
It's good.
You can't a vigorous
I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's go. You know what? The last thing I need is more energy. All right.
Yeah.
It might have got me more.
He's got giant coffee here
over
here. All right. Sal's fired up. I'm fired up. We've got a hockey trade to talk about today. We'll get to that. I got a football tweet that I want to yell about a little bit later on. We'll have Paul on. We'll have my buddy Tom Gazzola, who we've had a couple times on during the finals. He have reason to bring him back because they made a trade with Edmonton. So that'll be at 9 o'clock. So plenty of time for your phone calls at 803-0550. We both saw the Savannah Bananas this weekend.
Yes.
Was it not... I don't even know how to put it into words because I'm not someone that's ever really gone to see the Globetrotters. I saw them when I was a kid.
Okay.
But not since then. So it's been a very long time since I saw the Harlem Globetrotters. So this was kind of unique for me. And I was surprised how much I enjoyed it. It was awesome.
It was fantastic.
Awesome.
It was great.
I'm so glad I got to see it.
It was really, really
Yeah. You
cool.
went so you went Friday night, right?
So we went Friday night, the first show here in Buffalo.
Yep.
and we went with our travel baseball team.
Okay.
And really a lot of the other teams in the league, the North Buffalo travel baseball, basically. And we had somebody in the group had gotten group tickets a while back because I guess they had a way to do that before they went on sale. Yeah. So whatever. So we all kind of organized this whole thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Without realizing at first it was general admission, which was a whole other story get to.
But real quick, we realized that the morning of yesterday, and we got together early. We realized it early enough, like, okay, let's leave like an hour and a half early before the game starts.
So this is, I would tell you that of all of everything that happened of the whole weekend surrounding this, there are only two issues I really had. Number one was the general admission.
Like, yeah, you, it was tough.
I think the better way to do it would be, even if you want to do free tickets, just claim a seat when you get your tickets, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Claim a seat.
Just
but
so
it's
everyone
all free.
Has an assigned seat
that way
when they
it
get
was,
in the ballpark.
Because it was a rush, and it was a lot of people, and you're like, oh my God, you're at the gates and this big swelling.
Yeah.
Okay. Without going down that road right now, we can revisit that.
Mm-hmm.
The actual show on the field, from everything, for an hour and a half pregame, essentially.
Yeah.
Right?
The pregame was...
was incredible.
There was a baby race, I think, when we were in the pregame that was really funny.
Yeah.
There was a dance contest that the whole crowd was like... had this visceral reaction because this dude tried to do a backflip.
Uh-huh.
And let's just say it didn't go well. But then he... so everyone went, oh! And then he got up and he did it again. And it was the same result. And he won the thing. Like, that happened during it. There was
a guy like on the Bananas who was a fantastic dancer. And he did a big Michael Jackson routine during our pregame.
Okay, yep.
It was great.
That sounds familiar. Yep. There were a lot of different dance routines, which were very
introductions
cool.
were awesome. Did they play the firefighters for you guys?
They did.
Okay,
they did.
The firefighters coming in with the truck.
With the truck
from right
them.
Field, and the firefighters.
Yeah.
I mean, the introductions were straight out of WWE.
Yeah.
With, you know, kid-friendly. Not that WWE isn't, but it's much more even for all ages, right?
Yes.
I mean, it was just awesome. And Joe, like the Globetrotters, they're really good baseball players. These are not slouches. These are not just entertainers who are trying to play baseball. These are legitimate baseball players. I saw two 400-foot home runs.
Did you?
Oh, my God.
We saw one. That would be 400 feet if it was center field,
yes.
right? Yes, we saw one that was center field.
We,
so 400 feet.
I think I saw three or four overall home runs. And the shortstop for the Bananas is Bananas. He's incredible. The guy.
Jackson Olson, right?
Is that his name? I don't know the names of these guys. My son knows their names. Yes.
I follow him on TikTok, and he's like, I followed his whole journey. Like, he like played college baseball, tried to make it to the MLB, didn't know what he was going to do, then kind of became a content creator, and then the Bananas picked him up, and they were like, hey, like, we love your content. Like, come try out
for the team.
He was
fielding balls, like, really tough, like a hot shot to short. He fields it. And then he puts it between his legs and throws a guy out, and the first baseman would routinely catch it behind his back.
Yes.
I mean, I'm like, what is going on here?
This was happening during the games, too, where they would do, like, the backflip in the like, center field, left field. They would do a backflip while they were catching the ball. Yeah. I don't know, was it Jackson Olson you mentioned? I couldn't catch it who the name was, but I could have swore I heard during one of the player introductions that they were on like Team USA for some tournament. So like these guys
are
good baseball players.
Yes.
And the things they were doing was crazy.
It says here he plays infield for the Bananas, but I have seen him in highlights playing shortstop. So maybe he was
infield. That would be infield. That would be infield.
Well, right, but maybe like he moves around. You know?
Oh,
like,
yeah, probably. They probably do that position, a little bit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a great, great time.
The ballpark, too. Like, the ballpark being packed full.
16,000 people.
Yeah.
The game we went to Friday night was the shortest game in Bananas history. They played an hour and 29 minutes.
We weren't that much longer than that. I think it was like an hour and 40, maybe? Hour and 35?
They have a two-hour time limit.
They do have a two-hour time limit. That was one thing I wanted to get to was some of the rules.
Yes.
Did you know or look up the rules before you went to the game?
So I knew several of the rules because Max has been following the Bananas for years.
Okay.
Even before they were really big and telling me about them and showing me YouTube. And I thought they were kind of like that's cool. It's just like this cool baseball team that does funny things down in Savannah. And then they became this traveling show.
Yeah.
And he would tell me, Dad, We have to, what he would tell me, this is like 3 years ago, my son would tell me, Dad, we got to go to a Bananas game because if you catch a foul ball,
yeah,
they're out. Yes. So, Joe, did that happen at your game?
It did.
It happened at our game, too.
It happened to the Bananas, though. Like, it was for...
Okay.
By the way, I like that. In the Globetrotters, again, I haven't seen them since I was a kid, but is it still always the Washington Generals that they play?
Usually. There's another team now, I think. But yes.
Are they set up more as, like, the villain, though? Like, where they'll get booed and whatnot? Like, that is
That's not the case here.
No, like... You can easily just root for the firefighters if you wanted.
They were great.
Like, I almost felt like were people cheer? Like, people weren't mad that a fan caught the ball on a Bananas foul ball. So the player for the Savannah Bananas was the one that was out.
Uh-huh.
But, like, no one hates the firefighters on the other side. Like, they haven't been set up as the villain, really.
There's three teams I read that they play against.
Oh, okay.
You can look them up. It's firefighters and two others. They're different, and they can.
But that changes.
One's called the Party Animals, actually, I believe.
That sounds familiar.
Okay.
Firefighters is like the newest one, I think, actually.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy the Rinse Shade.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
The Party Animals has been like it was like just
that was their original.
Let me tell you what happened in our game with the foul ball.
Okay,
it gets we sat our kids. We were able to general mission. We all get there. A lot of our kids sat first row behind the visitor's dugout. I was in the third row behind the visitor's dugout, just kind of watching and making sure everybody was good and all that.
Mm-hmm.
One of our there were several of our travel kids that we came with that just came later and couldn't find spots with us. Well. One was sitting down in left field. Ball gets hit.
Yeah.
Our kid catches it. His name is Colin. Colin Stimson, shout out.
Yeah.
He catch, 10-year-old kid that I coach. He's on my team.
Yep.
Catches the foul ball.
He had it out in the
they
game.
They brought him out on the field and did an interview with him on the field, and he was on ESPN.
That was cool.
It was so cool.
Yeah.
Like, that's our kid.
That's very
cool. It was so awesome. He caught the ball. They brought him out. They did that. Behind the, we were behind the firefighters' dugout, and you're right. They became like... kind of the team to root for us in our section because they were so cool to interact with.
Yeah.
One of the, there was a kid sitting next to me that yelled down, 22, 22. Number 22 looks up. He goes, the kid goes, staring contest. Joe, the kid and the firefighter had this staring contest and they did not blink for about 4 or 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And it was insane. And I'm watching and the guy would not, he wouldn't turn around to play.
Yeah.
He just did the staring contest.
He was stuck in the staring
the whole
contest.
Time.
That's good. They brought a bunch of kids out on the field, which was very cool. Mm-hmm. And they one kid like ran the bases before the game, and like that was while the someone was trying to get him out.
Yeah.
We need more of these specific games. I feel like pro sports can take a lesson from the Bananas when even it comes to like breaks in the action type of entertainment.
Yes.
There was, I think my favorite one was Human Pac-Man. Did they do that while they were, well, at your game? Human Pac-Man?
There was, I don't think they did Human Pac-Man.
There was one guy, a dad, I think, that maybe they were his kids, maybe they were just other kids, I don't know. But one dad with the kids, and he was Pac-Man. And all the players were standing at different parts in the field with balloons. And he had to go pop the balloons like Pac-Man, like he was Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids...
We didn't get to see this.
The kids were all given like big oversized t-shirts that were like just orange or green or red. Like they were the ghosts in Pac-Man. They played the music. They said, okay, go. And then they let the kids go one at a time after to chase him. So he's running around the whole field, like outfield and infield, trying to pop these balloons while these three kids are all chasing him, trying to get him out.
I love
and
it.
And that went on for like 90 seconds, but that was like, I'm like, that is, that was the coolest like in break break entertainment that I've ever seen.
Did the umpire get into it like he did in our
game?
The umpire was very into it. He was dancing.
He loves his job.
I mean, if anybody ever saw the movie Naked Gun, and Leslie Nielsen, the umpire, that's what this guy was like. He was into it and rocking and dancing. And the umpire at home plate for us looked exactly like Brian Daboll. And I'm not kidding that I thought it was Brian Daboll. I'm like, why is Brian Daboll here? This is really weird. He's the head coach of the Giants.
Yeah.
But he was not Brian Daboll. But he looked exactly like him. And he was dancing.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was what a cool event. I mean, there were three of them, right? They did one on Saturday, too, I'm assuming. They were on ESPN, by the way, which I didn't even know until I was at the game.
Me
like,
neither.
This game's on national TV. So, very cool. I hope they come back, because I would definitely go to see that again and would highly recommend, like, if you didn't get a chance to go this time, they're doing world tours, like, every year now.
Yeah.
So, I would guess they're going to come back eventually.
And here's one of the other cool things. After the game, I don't know how long you stayed. Did you leave right away?
No, we left right away.
Okay, so after the game... The crowd goes out. There are tents set up everywhere, right? For like merch and all that right outside the stadium.
Yep.
But people waited. The players for both teams came out in a line after the game and walked through the crowd. They were doing high fives and went to individual stations across the street.
Yeah.
I think that'd be Swan Street. Across Swan Street, they did individual stations and just signed for like... over an hour they were signing still.
Yeah.
Coach Rack was the big guy that everybody, like Max, he had to see Coach Rack. Coach Rack invented, I think, he told me, the Bruce Bolt batting gloves, which are the big thing that all the players are wearing now. Uh-huh. Like this huge company, he didn't invent them. Let me rephrase that. He was one of the first big people to wear them as an influencer, and now like a lot of MLB guys are. So kids are really into this guy. And his line, Joe, was so long, and he signed every autograph and took every picture. It was insane.
Yeah.
And they all were like that.
That's awesome. Yeah, very cool. Like right across the street, like
right
kind of where
street.
The old Union Pub
is.
And they had
a little sign for each guy.
Yeah.
So you know who you were going to get in line for.
That's awesome. So what other quick game I wanted to play with you real quick that relates to the Savannah Bananas? Because they have what they call banana ball. Like this is not, I mean, it's baseball.
Yeah.
But there are different rules. All right, there are 12 different rules, 11 different rules that they have versus regular baseball.
Okay. All right.
I want to force you. You got to employ one of these into Major League Baseball.
Okay.
You have to pick one to employ into Major League Baseball. You could pick multiple, I guess, if you want to. Let's read the 11 rules. Are any of these a good idea to implement into real baseball? And you already mentioned the one. What do we think about the fan rule? Fan catches the ball, you're out.
Do not like it. Do not like it.
No?
Not a good rule at all.
It's fun for the fans, at least, but it would definitely...
If I go to a Yankees-Blue Jays game and I'm sitting in foul territory and a Yankee hits a foul ball, I am intentionally dropping it.
You'd have to maybe only do it for the away team or have something like that. But what if Vlad Guerrero Jr. hits a ball back and you catch it? He's out.
And then everybody gets mad at me if I'm at the Blue Jays stadium, but everybody loves me if I'm at the Yankee stadium.
Right, that's true.
I do not want to do that. I want all foul balls to be caught by people in the stands, but it should not impact the game.
Okay. How about the you win an inning, you get a point? It's basically match play.
Okay, so
like
I actually think this could be one where it's not total runs.
It's match play.
Yeah.
So you win, like, the third inning in our game, the Firefighters had three runs and the Bananas had one. So they didn't get three runs on the scoreboard. They plus one for them.
So basically, what happened in our game, too, a few times, I'm sure in yours, top of the inning, the Firefighters don't score. Bananas come up, they had a home run, the inning's over. You won 1-0. Like, you didn't have to get three outs.
Yeah.
I'm going to put maybe on this one.
All right.
Let's keep going.
All right. the 2 hour time limit. I guess you could play around with that if you wanted to change the amount of time, but.
I might be okay with it. Now, you can't let pro sports have a time limit. Some games just have to go on.
Is it better than pitch clock? Have an overall, hey, the game's going to last 3 hours. No, I like the pitch clock.
I think the pitch
hours.
Clock has done a really good job for Major League Baseball.
Okay.
I'd rather do that.
No stepping out of the batter's box.
Don't like that one. Not for Major League.
Okay.
But they did. The game does go fast.
That's why a lot of these rules are like, we're going to keep the game moving as quickly as
possible.
If
you step out, I believe, you're ejected.
You're ejected if you do it. Is that right?
I don't know. You know, you're out.
No, if you do, it's called a strike. You step out of the batter's box, it's called a strike.
If you bunt, you're ejected. Is that one you're getting to?
That's the next one. No bunting. Yeah.
You got to have bunting in baseball.
Yeah, and their thing, bunting sucks. We're eliminating it. Swing the bat is the phrase behind the no bunting rule. This one, batters can steal first base. If the pitcher throws a wild pitch, then yeah, start running.
Yes, love that. Go.
Batters can steal first base.
I like it.
Yeah.
The only time we can do it now is on a drop third strike. If there's a drop third strike in MLB.
Right.
And you can go to first base in most situations, not all, but yes.
Right. This is my favorite, I think. If it's the first pitch of an at bat and the ball goes way past the catcher and like off behind
him. Just go.
Yeah, if you want to take off for first base, go take first base.
That's right. I like that.
No walks allowed. So batters are allowed to sprint to first base. Or they advance as far as they can. The catcher, meanwhile, is to throw the ball to every position player before the batter can be tagged out. So instead of a walk, did you see them doing this?
I did not realize. I knew they were just doing it to do it to throw the ball up.
They were like passing the ball around to everybody. Every fielder has to touch the ball before you can tag him out. That's the walk.
That is really cool. Maybe. I like that. Right. That's a very unique rule that I don't think would be too gimmicky for baseball.
No mound visits.
Yeah, you gotta have a mound visit, right? Come on. Okay. I don't know.
All right.
Come on, limit. Major League Baseball is limiting them now, which is okay.
The showdown tiebreaker, if a game is tied after 9 innings or 2 hours, it goes to a showdown between the pitcher and the batter with only one fielder. Only one out is allowed. If that batter makes an out, the other team steps to the plate. If there's a hit, the fielder must retrieve it, stop the batter from rounding the bases, which would result in a point scored.
We already do this. It's called 3-on-3 hockey. And then a shootout.
The banana ball challenge rule. Any fan can challenge a ruling on the field.
Oh, man. I didn't have...
That's real? I didn't know that.
I didn't have that happen in our game.
We didn't have that happen in our game.
Wow.
Either.
They didn't publicize
that
very much.
Like, if I'm in the front row, you guys were in the front row. If you had yelled to the umpire, challenge, they would have had to challenge it?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I wonder what the mechanics are of that. And then finally, the last one, the golden batter rule. A team can send up any batter to hit in the lineup. If you ever want to see the best batter in the most crucial spot late in the game, this rule ensures it. The golden batter rule. So it's the World Series, it's Game 7, you have the golden batter rule, it's the ninth inning, and the Yankees are down one, and Aaron Judge went last inning, but you want to send him back up in the ninth, you can send him back up
in
the
ninth. Here we go. I like it. Let's do it.
Golden batter rule?
Let's do it.
All right, so more of these are not that bad than maybe I thought. I thought I might have to make you pick one, but there's
baseball,
a couple that aren't bad.
Joe, you could have said to me, 2 years ago, I guess 3-4 years ago now, I guess it might have been pre-COVID, you could have said to me, you know what? I think here's some rules in baseball we should change. Let's make the bases bigger. Let's make limited number of pickoff attempts to two. Mm-hmm. Let's make a pitch clock. Let's do no shift in the infield. Mm-hmm. And I would have been like, oh, yeah, we would have been debating all these rules. Yeah, that's what they do in banana ball. Major League Baseball did all of those things.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, they did.
These things are not too far-fetched for Major League Baseball, some of them.
How about ponds in the outfield? Is that far-fetched? Let's do it like golf, where it's going to have hazards around everywhere. Is that bad?
No, you don't want to hurt anybody.
That one's pretty tough.
You don't want to have anybody hurt.
Imagine diving for a foul ball, though, as you land in the pond.
A bunker down the third baseline for a bunt.
I heard they did the Pinto Ron thing at your
game. They did. They do that.
Ketchup and mustard.
They brought out a tarp. They brought the ladder out because the firemen had a ladder.
Okay.
They were using that to... like to celebrate home runs.
Yes.
And then, one player like faced the ladder and someone else squirted ketchup and mustard on him. They did that.
At our game, they broke a table after a home run.
They did that at the end of our game. They didn't do it at the end of a home run, though.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much, Brandon, getting connected with our fans. He says, before the game, here's the challenge rule, Joe.
Okay.
They anoint one fan as the challenger. They get to wear the umpire jacket and have the ability to challenge any umpire call. They gave the jacket out during pregame. I did not know this. Thank you, Brandon.
I didn't know that either.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's actually really cool. I love that. So it's only one guy that gets to be, or one gal that gets to be the challenger.
Could be some kid. It doesn't matter.
Interesting.
I guess.
Very cool.
Yes.
Very fun. All right, Savannah Bananas, they took over downtown for the last couple of days. They're on their way to whatever their next city is. Maybe they'll be back next year. 803-0550 is the phone number. It's Jeremy and Joe. Sal's in this week. Let's get to this trade the Sabres made on Friday. They made it Friday afternoon, evening, so we have not been able to get our take in on it yet. I'll just set it up this way, tease it this way. I am in a very different place now from the place I was in the first time I read the deal. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. We'll talk about the deal that sends Ryan McLeod to the Buffalo Sabres when we come back. Sal's in for Jeremy. It's Jeremy and Joe. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.